I'm Nolan Beilstein, and welcome to another episode of Gen Z in Manufacturing, a podcast where I interview young people about their journeys in the manufacturing industry. For this episode, I welcome Daniel Huang, an 18-year-old student in Florida. Huang is the creator of his high school's 3D printing club that finished runner-up in SME's 2023 Digital Manufacturing Challenge with their proposal to use 3D printing to create fully customizable pills for medical distribution. Huang has done research at the University of Florida Materials Science Lab, worked at Georgia Tech's Advanced Manufacturing Pilot Facility, and was recently recognized by SME as a 2023 30 Under 30 honoree. Before we hear from Huang, please make sure to like and share this episode of Gen Z Manufacturing. To view previous episodes, visit IEN.com. If you are a member of Gen Z and would like to discuss your experience in the manufacturing industry, please get in touch with me, Nolan Beilstein, at nolan@IEN.com. Before we get started, we would like to thank our sponsor, RedZone. Empower your front line while growing your bottom line. QAD RedZone is the number one connected workforce solution for plants of all sizes. It's time for manufacturers to start engaging their frontline employees, resulting in reduced turnover and increased productivity. RedZone enables you to stop analyzing yesterday and start solving today's problems now. For the first time ever, production, maintenance, and quality teams are following the same playbook. Well, Daniel, thank you for joining Gen Z Manufacturing. My first question for you is, how did your interest in art lead you to explore manufacturing and engineering?
So ever since I've been young, I've always done art. And so it was actually kind of crazy. So like when I started doing acrylic painting, one thing that I noticed is that like, since like it dries up really quickly, after you like finish your session in art, like the paint basically is unusable the next day. So like over time, like I started collecting like a lot of these scraps and I didn't know what I could do with them. And it felt wrong for me to just waste them and throw them away. So I started looking for like a solution how I could like repurpose these paint scraps into like something different and to like give them like a second life. And that's when I heard about something called the FIFO extruder. And basically that machine will turn like excess filaments or like pieces of like polymers into like a filament that you can actually use in a 3D printer. And so I started like experimenting, like mixing in different ratios of PLA with acrylic paint and just seeing like if it would be able to like combine and make something like new and better. And after like what seems like 1,000 trials, like I found out like how I can make it into like a really good filament that I can actually like create things with.
So I think typically, you know, when people think about art and then engineering or manufacturing, they're kind of not thinking of them together. So what parallels do you notice between art and manufacturing?
I think the biggest parallel is that both of them are like really creative things. I really like engineering because it's more of a like a critical thinking type of creativity. Like I focus specifically in like material science. So like I'm like testing out different ratios between like materials and like that's basically like art. Like you're like always trying out like a new medium, a new type of art form, and it feels like I have a creative control over like everything I do, and that makes me, that like brings me joy.
You mentioned that as you stumbled upon manufacturing through your artistic experience that you had a focus on repurposing, and sustainability is a pretty big recurring theme among manufacturing these days. Do you think that a sustainability first mindset is kind of common among Gen Z aged people?
I think just like beyond engineering, I definitely do see a more like sustainability first mindset with like my peers. Like instead of like buying like new clothes, like we'll like tend to lean towards like thrifting, and like we like to like recycle many of our products, and we'll consider that when we like have to buy new things.
I want to talk a little about your experience doing some research and working in the field. What kind of work did you do with the University of Florida and Georgia Tech?
So at the University of Florida, I used regolith, sodium alginate, and then PLA to create a filament that could be used in manufacturing in space. And so the end goal is that instead of having us rely on like bringing like tons of like steel and like bricks and things to like build structures in space, we would make the material out like up there so that it would reduce like fuel consumption and like weight for the spaceship was already really limited. And so basically PLA served as like the base material. And then since regolith is dry, it can't directly bind with PLA. So we use sodium alginate as like the binder between the two things, or like the glue. And at Georgia Tech, I took my interest in cybersecurity and 3D printing, and we use three different sensors, like an audio sensor, a camera, and then a temperature sensor to try to see if we can create an algorithm that could detect if there was something that went wrong with the 3D print. And this way, like, we were able to like save material if it was able to detect it, and it would just stop it immediately instead of letting it finish the print. And yeah, so like it was more like a sustainability and like environmental thing.
What were your biggest takeaways from your experience at those institutions?
I think the biggest takeaway from those two institutions is that I realized that I was really interested in 3D printing, and then that like what I really wanted to do in the future. So like I see myself like 10 years from now working with 3D printers to make them more reliable, to make them like more easily controllable by people, to make them more like widely accessible, but to also add like sensors that can help detect if a print is going wrong, so we can save filament, and that we can detect like any like major issues that are going wrong with the machines.
What would be your ideal first job after you finish your studies?
I think my ideal first job is that I'd want to work at a business that's pretty well established and like a major player in the field. And then from that, I hope to take like the knowledge I learned there and my experiences and then apply it to my own company one day.
Do you think Gen Z will be the first generation that knows how to fully design for additive manufacturing?
Actually, I don't think so because at my school, at least, we're just starting to see a shift into like trying to increase like STEM education at my school. So like my school traditionally has focused a lot on like the traditional like math, Englishes, and then sciences like biology and chemistry. But it's like very hard to find like computer science classes or like classes in like video editing or design. So I think that we're taking a step forward, but it's a little too slow for like my generation to fully learn how to do things like that. And I think in the future, maybe like Generation Alpha will have the opportunity to take classes like this, and they'll have the literacy that my generation doesn't have.
What can educational institutions do to maybe speed up that process and get your generation into the position where you could be well versed in additive manufacturing?
I think currently right now, the biggest issue is that we're having like a teacher shortage. And so the teachers that we're putting in the classes to teach like the STEM, like computer sciences or designs, aren't actually very experienced in that field. So we're starting to see that like the bar is up here, and then the teachers are only maybe able to teach up to here. And so we don't also have like a curriculum that's like well defined. So I think that like we need to make a standardized curriculum that's easily accessible by everyone. And one proposal I've heard is that one company would like make the course, and they would be taught through the online platform, and then the teacher would only have to like man the computers, like making sure that the students log in and they do their attendance, and then they would just basically learn from the online platform.
You mentioned that you were going to do a 4-year degree, correct?
Yes.
What's your opinion on pursuing 4-year degrees versus trade or vocational schools for those interested in pursuing manufacturing and engineering?
I think for me personally, I chose a 4-year degree over like trade school because I want to be more behind like the thought process of like how to design and create things. So I think, at least from my personal understanding, I think trade school is more like hands-on. So like you learn how to use like existing machines and how to really like work them. But I like want to be behind like the thought process, the creating, the designing, the more like theoretical aspects of engineering and manufacturing.
Did you ever feel pressure to pick one over the other?
I definitely feel like there's like some societal pressure to pick a 4-year degree over trade school, yeah.
Does that come from, you mentioned a little societal pressure. Does it come from society or maybe familial pressure?
I think it's a little bit of both. So at my high school, the definite like trajectory is that they definitely promote a 4-year institution, and it's almost like people will like look at you a little bit differently if you decide to do trade school over for your education. But yeah, I definitely feel pressure from like both my family and like school and a little bit.
And how can manufacturing employers sell themselves to young people with an artistic background like yourself?
I think the best way to sell manufacturing to like a younger demographic like mine is to definitely promote like creativity, more like freedom of expression and like ideas. Like maybe instead of like just like handing out like job tasks, like group meetings of like channeling ideas, I definitely think that my generation values like collaboration a lot more and being able to like do things in their own way and to like get their thoughts and ideas out.
Have you had a lot of experience working with people from older generations?
I think the oldest person, I mean, I guess like a little bit, not a lot.
Was that with your university research?
Yeah.
Well, since you did, you'd have a little experience working with some older generations. What was kind of the biggest generational gap you noticed?
I guess like the main difference between me and the generation that I've like worked with is that like I have like a more like free like way of like thinking, but I guess that's also because like I haven't really gotten like a serious degree in the topic yet. So like I'll like channel in ideas that like I might think are plausible but might not be. And I just think that like I feel like my generation like thinks outside the box more often in a way. And I definitely feel that like our methodology of doing things is like a little bit differently. Like I feel like I'm a little bit more careless with my work. I guess like the one thing that I want to add out is like if anyone is like at my age and wants to join like manufacturing or like engineering, I'd say like go for it. I think that like the biggest challenge is that like with being like a minor, like a lot of places will turn you down. They'll tell you that like you can't work there because like it's too much hassle for the professor. But like I know that like if you cold email a bunch of professors showing your interest and your like willingness to learn, like there has to be at least one person who's willing to take you in. And like every single one of my friends who's shown interest has like gotten a professor who's willing to take them in. And they always feel like it's a positive experience to learn from them. And they feel like they've grown a lot from that experience.
Thank you for watching this episode of Gen Z in Manufacturing. Please make sure to like and share this episode. To view previous episodes, visit IEN.com. If you are a member of Gen Z and would like to discuss your experience in the manufacturing industry, please contact Nolan Biostein at nolan@IEN.com.